What up? It's your girl Maddie.
And it's your boy Wesley.
And today we're here to talk to you about deforestation. You know how crazy deforestation is? I mean, forests cover 31% of the land area on our planet. They produce vital oxygen and provide homes for people and wildlife.
It's crazy, you know, because most of the threatened and endangered animals live in the forest, and 1.6 billion people rely on it for the benefits of food, fresh water, and clothing, and medicine, and shelter. It's crazy how this world is.
But forests around the world are under threat from deforestation, jeopardizing these benefits. Deforestation comes in many forms, including fires, clear-cutting for agriculture, ranching and development, unsustainable logging for timber, and due to climate change, and people cutting these forests down.
Yeah, even though some of the biggest causes is illegal logging, people can't go around logging for free. Like, it's like certified, you have to do it, and fires like the California fire, everything is going into blaze, and you can't have any animals living in the fire. And then fuel wood harvesting is a huge impact too.
A lot of these impacts are like increased greenhouse gas emissions, and forests help to migrate carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas emissions, but they become carbon sources when they are cut, burned, or otherwise removed. Another impact is disruption of water cycles. Trees play a key role in the local water cycle by helping to keep a balance between the water on land and the water in the atmosphere. Another impact is increased soil erosion. Without trees to anchor fertile soil, erosions can occur and sweep the land into rivers. The last impact is disrupted livelihoods. Millions of people around the world depend on forests for hunting, gathering, and medicine.
It's funny because some of the hugest places that we know nowadays might not even be the places that we have today, like the Amazon forest, or some of the animals like the leopard, the emerald leopard, the Asian elephant, the bonobo, and the chimpanzee, and the giant panda, and the gorillas, and the orangutans. It's just crazy how much the world is going to end by deforestation. And Madagascar is a huge impact that we always have to deal with. I just don't know how our world's going to shape, you know?
Yeah. The stuff we're doing to help our problem with deforestation is working to reduce deforestation. Eliminating all deforestation is not possible. Parts of the landscape will need to be reshaped and altered as populations grow and change, but this can be balanced through sustainable forest management. Reforestation efforts are maintaining the integrity of protected areas. Another way we are helping this problem is offsetting carbon emissions from forests. If carbon emissions from deforestation were taken into account, Brazil and Indonesia would rank in the top 10 of the world's worst polluters. One more of these ways that we're helping is creating protected areas, securing forests from ecosystems as parks and other protected areas can help to preserve their valuable plants and animals for future generations. Thanks again.
We'll hope to see you guys next week.
It's your girl Maddie.
And it's your boy Wesley. And we're signing out.
Bye.